In the previous chapter in Perek Lamed Tes, the Alter Rebbe explains how mitzvahs rise to a higher level than the neshama itself. The neshama itself, if it serves God with love and fear that comes from intelligence, rises to the world of Bria, which is the world of intelligence. The neshama which serves God by using love and fear that is born within every Jew, and he arouses it, and with this aroused love and fear, he serves God and does mitzvahs, then the neshama rises to the world of Yetzirah, which is the world of emotion. But the Torah and mitzvahs that a person does connects with the divine presence, with the oneness of God as it is revealed in each world, so that the person who serves God with intelligent love and fear, its mitzvahs connect to the Yud Sviris, to the ten attributes of the world of Bria, and if he serves God with natural love, Ava V'yira Tivim, then the mitzvahs connect with the divine presence, the Yud Sviris, of the world of Yetzirah. Person who does mitzvahs without lishma, without love and fear, then the mitzvahs themselves also don't have the koyach to rise, kodam Hashem, to stand before God, and therefore they too remain in the world of Yetzirah, but do not connect with the divine attributes of Yetzirah. That's if the shalei lishma, without kavana, means also without an ulterior motive, but rather out of habit. But if the mitzvahs were performed with an ulterior motive, then the mitzvahs are stuck in klippa, and the only way to get them out is through tshuva, which eventually every Jew will do tshuva, and then that too will become a lishma. Now, in Perek Mem. Ach, kol zman shaloichoz avaloma davar ze lishmo, as long as the person has not gone back to study the same subject, lishma, the subject that he had learned, shalei lishma, not for an ulterior motive, but stam shalei lishma, out of habit, and it rises to holiness, and it connects with the divine presence in the world of Yetzirah, when he goes back and studies the same subject, lishma, then as long as he hasn't gone back to study it, ein limud eila, then the study does not rise to the holiness of the world of Yetzirah, afilu be'eses sviris ha-me'ireis be'ilam ha-yetzirah v'ho'asir. Not even the person who generally is on the level of ava and yirat tivim, who has only the inborn love, so that even if he did mitzvahs lishma, they would rise only to the world of Yetzirah, not to the world of Bria. But here, because he didn't do it lishma, then it doesn't rise even to the divine attributes of the lower worlds of Asiya and Yetzirah. Why? Ki hasviris ein bechinas elikus, because the sviris, the divine attributes and the divine presence, is godliness, uvohen, and in this godliness, mislabish and misyachit, erein sev baruch mamesh, in this godliness there is a presence and a complete oneness with God himself, which makes it infinite, and without fear and love, the mitzvahs that he does can't rise and stand before God because of the difference between the infinite and the finite. As he explains in Tikkunim, in Tikkunei Zohar. The study that he does, which is not lishma, rises to the chambers of the world, which are the external parts of the worlds, of the worlds of Yetzirah, or Asiya, shebohen imdim hamalachim. In that condition, in the created condition of each world, in the Hecholes u'medurim, in the chambers of the world, that is the place of the angels. Ukmeisha Kosov Rab Chaim Vital Zal Bishar HaNevuah Perek Beis, and it's Rab Chaim Vital, who was a disciple of the Arizal, writes in Shar HaNevuah Perek Beis, Shemeha Teira Shalei B'Kavono, that from Teira that is studied without Kavono, Nivroi Malochim Be'ilam HaYetzira, we create in the doing in the study of the Teira, or in the performance, without Lishma. We create angels in the world of Yetzira, and mitzvahs b'li kavono, when we do mitzvahs without kavono, without lishma, nivroyim malochim ve'ilam ha'asiyah. We create angels in the world of asiyah. So we see that without kavono, we rise to the level of the angel. And the level of the angel is in the external parts of the world, in the chambers of each world. V'chol ha'malochim, and all angels, every angel is composed of both a spirit and a body, and although the body of the angel, as he's described in Tillim, is made up of air and fire, but doesn't have the other two elements of earth and water, so their body is completely different from a physical body in this world, but they do have a chemer, which means the substance of from which they are formed, the tzura and the life or the spirit that enlivens them. So since the angel is composed both of a body and a soul, so to speak, therefore when we say that by studying Torah or by doing a mitzvah we create an angel, it means that we create both the body and the soul of the angel, the spirit of the angel. The act of the mitzvah, or the act of studying Torah, that's what creates the body of the angel. And the intention is what creates the nefesh, the soul of the angel. So when Rav Chaim Vital says that when we do a mitzvah without kavana, we create an angel, it doesn't mean without any kavana at all, that we're not intending even to perform the mitzvah. It means that we have intention to perform the mitzvah. We are conscious of what we're doing. We are intelligent about what we're doing. We're doing it because it's a mitzvah. But we don't have love and fear, which is the real kavana, and that's what he means. Belay kavana, and we know that he means that because if belay kavana meant without any awareness at all, then that wouldn't be able to create even an angel, because an angel has to have a nefesh, a spirit, and the spirit can't be created just from the act of the mitzvah alone. It also has to have some spirit to it. So the spirit of the willingness to perform the mitzvah and the desire to fulfill the mitzvah, that's what gives the angel its spirit. But that is still considered without kavana, because here what we mean by kavana is love and fear. Aval teira shalei lishma mamish, but teira that is studied not only without a lishma, but with a definite negative motivation, personal motivation. Kegain, for example, shali yeis talmid chacham kahai gavno, that he is studying because he wants to be a Talmud Chacham, or other such examples, then ein eile klal lemaila, then it doesn't rise at all, not even to the worlds or the external parts of the worlds, afilu leheicholis u'modir amalochim dikdusha, not even to the chambers and place of the angels, which is a place of holiness. It is not the godliness of that world, but it is a holy place. And here, because he does the mitzvah with an ulterior motive which comes from klipa, therefore it's lacking even in holiness. And it's certainly lacking in godliness. So not only can't it connect to the godliness of the world of Yetzirah, for example, but it can't even rise to the holiness of the world of Yetzirah, which is the chambers and the external part of the world. Elo nish'eres lemato be'elam hazah gashmi, rather it remains here below, in this physical world, shehu moder haklipes, which is the place of klipa. Since it is encrusted in the klipa of ulterior motive, therefore its place is in the world, which is a world of klipa, which is Elam Hazeh. In the note, the Rebbe says, k'mei shekosov b'zeh chelik gimel daf lamed alef omud beiz, b'daf kufchof alef omud beiz ayin shom. So the Zehar writes, Hahim Mila, Salka Ubako Rikian, that the word that a person says rises and pierces the heavens. The asar mad asar, and it arouses what it arouses. E ta'av ta'av. If the word was a good word, a word of Torah, then it arouses good things, etc. Ayin sham, v'daf kuf hayamid aleph, where he says, mila de'araisa, l'sabed minei kolo v'salik, that a word of Torah creates a sound, and that sound, that voice, rises and pierces the heavens. And in daf kuf samaches, Amud Beis, he writes, that kolo de'araisa t'sleisa, the sounds, the voices of Torah and of davening, salkin le'ela, rise upwards, ubakin rekiyin, and they pierce the heavens. So we see from all of this that words of Torah are supposed to rise and pierce the heavens. Ukamei shekosu b'zeir al posuk, ma yisnin le'odam b'cholam olei sheyamil tachas ha'shemesh. And as the Zeha writes on the verse that says, what is the benefit, what is the specialness of the person in all of his efforts under the sun? The usual translation, the usual explanation of this verse is that all the efforts that a person does under the sun, meaning to say worldly activities, not higher than the sun, but under the sun, those things have no usefulness and no purpose. So the pasuk is saying, what benefit is there to all this kind, all this physical human activity which is performed under the sun? But the Zayat is explaining it differently. Da'afilu alma de'araisa, even amol de'araisa, even the efforts that he puts into Torah, i'avid begin yak yekorei, if he's doing it for his own glory, then ma yisrein, then what advantage does it have? And it has no advantage. And that explains better the word yisrein. Yisrein means greater good, an additional good. The mitzvah itself is a mitzvah, but ma yisrein, it doesn't have the additional good, it doesn't have the ability to rise to pierce the heavens. V'zesha amru, and this is what the sages said, Ashrei misha bo lekan v'talmudei biyodei, happy is he who comes to heaven with his study in his hand, which means shalei nishar lamata be'elam hazeh, which means that the Torah that he studied didn't remain stuck in this world, but it came with him to the higher worlds. Because Torah that is studied with an ulterior motive doesn't rise and doesn't reach the heavens, but remains here below in the world of Klippa. In the Hayem Yem for the 13th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that the 13th of Nisan is the yard site of the Tzemach Tzedek. He died in the year 5626 or 1866 in Lubavitch, the city of Lubavitch, and it is there in the city of Lubavitch that he is buried. Now, a word about the Tzemach Tzedek, the Friedrich Rebbe writes that my grandfather related, which means that the Rebbe Marash said that at the age of 12, the Tzemach Tzedek began to write scholarly dissertations in Talmud and Halacha, as well as in Hasidic philosophy.